my name is Stephen Kim. It used to be Kwon Nung Kim, but that changed in the year 2000 when I became an American citizen. I'm turning 21 this year. I go to Baruch College. I'm planning on graduating with my BBA in marketing.
Originally Korean and now living in Brooklyn, New York, Stephen Kim wrote his essay about the themes of honesty and respect, values he was asked to teach as a counselor at a YMCA summer camp. He found the experience profoundly inspiring and says he learned enormously just from observing the campers. Although at times it was an uphill battle, trying to hold the attention of high-energy children even he had trouble keeping up with.
At the beginning, I felt like, wow, it was like such a daunting task. I felt, you know, how could I do this? And in the beginning, I did not have their respect. To say the least, they were rowdy because these were kids, mind you, coming in from underprivileged backgrounds, from inner city, that had literacy problems, and that's why they were spending the summer here, because the Board of Education of the city of New York were paying for them to spend time at the YMCA to be counseled in learning literacy. Now, so they were no wise model students, but as time went on, and you know, being a counselor, I had teachers above me, and learning from them how they grabbed the respect and attention from the children, and I had very good teachers. I was able to learn some of the tricks, like started to associate with the kids, not only just to be like an authority figure over the kids, but start actually caring for the kids, and that way I started earning their respect, and I was able to teach and instill values, and eventually it was such a good relationship and a great experience for me.
One of the striking lines from your essay, you said, without the value of respect, children grow up lacking dignity.
Well, being that I believe that respect is a cornerstone of society, without respect, there's chaos, you know? Naturally, there has to be a sort of a power line where children have to learn to respect their parents, their elders, their teachers, their peers, and ultimately themselves. If you see a lot of the problems in society today, it stems from lack of respect of laws, other people's property, even going to minor things such as people's feelings, the way other people should be treated. And if kids do not grow up with that sense of respect, and then they have no dignity, and it grows up. It just one thing builds upon another.